sudden separation from loved ones, to the tragic loss of your families. I share your grief, for I too have suffered personal loss. During this hour of sorrow, I wish to assure you that America has survived this terrible tribulation. There has been no surrender, no retreat from the principles of liberty and democracy for which the free world looks to us for leadership. We remain undaunted before all but Almighty God. The government, functioning under certain extraordinary emergency options, we are prepared to make every effort to coordinate relief and recovery programs at the state and local level. During the next 2 weeks, my staff and cabinet will attempt to relocate the National Emergency Reconstruction Headquarters. At the present time, and until radiation pattern reports are made available over the emergency broadcast band or through your local authorities, I urge you to remain in areas offering maximum shelter protection from radioactive fallout and to obey all local curfews. We are counting on you, on your strength, your patience, your will, and your courage to help rebuild this great nation of ours. God bless you all.
That's it? That's all he's gonna say?
Hey, maybe we're gonna be okay. What do you want to hear?
I want to know who started it, who fired first, who preempted.
You're never gonna know that.
What difference does it make?
He doesn't know how badly we were.
He sure would have told us if they would have fired first.
I don't want anyone to think we lost the war.
You believe that? You believe everything they tell you?
You know what Einstein said about World War III? He said he didn't know how they were going to fight World War III, but he knew how they would fight World War IV. Sticks and stones.